I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran security forces temporarily closed Tehran University's gates after hundreds of students staged anti-government protests yesterday. David Harder of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says desperate Iranians have sought comfort in Sat7 Pars, their Persian channel.
They're looking for hope, they're looking for answers, and Sat7 Pars is able to be a channel that the Lord Jesus is using to touch and change lives.
Harder's encouraging Christians to pray for religious freedom. You can help Sat7 Pars develop new programming with your financial gift. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Next, International Christian Concern confirms our report yesterday of 30 Christians being arrested in Eritrea. ICC's Jonathan Racho says a prayer meeting was raided by police. Racho says these Christians didn't pose any security risk, as most were elderly grandmothers. While the atrocities are great, Racho says the underground church is growing, as Eritreans are desperate and their only hope is in Christ. ICC is helping support the families of these imprisoned believers. And
the wonderful news about China today is that the church is exploding all over the place. They don't have enough Bible schools and seminaries to train their emerging Christian leaders.
That's Eric Berkland with China Partners, who is working with the churches to establish training centers for lay pastors. Pastors at the centers learn how to disciple and lead based on biblical examples.
These lay pastors, once they receive the training, go back to their respective townships and villages and minister to the people.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This Christmas, we want to help you keep your mind on the Christ of Christmas. To do that, we're making available the new Chris Tomlin Christmas CD, Glory in the Highest, Christmas Songs of Worship, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.